number two, Sunday Live with Ali Jones from Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, there's a great Scottish broadcaster I've been aware of for 5 years. I don't know why we haven't got him on yet, but I want him on ASAP. Neil Oliver's been making the rounds on big podcasts. He's done a great job exposing what's happening with the tyranny of the poison shots and more. And there's a couple clips I want to play. He also talks about the fact that we've got to stay focused on the globalists and how they've been committing these crimes, because as patriots, we're not victims. We move on from an attack because of what we do, but we've got to understand exposing the old attack will stop the next attack. We've got to keep hammering how many they've killed with these shots. Here's the clips.
And so there is a big appetite out there to forget and move on. But I think it's absolutely beholden on people like us to say, no, there's a stage we've got to go through, and it's owning up, taking responsibility, accepting responsibility, and acknowledging what was done. I mean, many people, you know, like Jordan Petersons and many other people out there have said that in the West, we all grew up in the second half of the 20th century or whatever, believing when we watched the movies that we would have joined the French resistance, that we would have sheltered our neighbors, that we would have been the heroes. You know, that was the way everyone was invited to think. That was the vicarious thrill of those maverick characters that were invited to worship on celluloid. But the COVID experience showed so many people that actually when the single choice of their generation came down the line at them, they were Gestapo. they were ready to don the uniform and kick the doors in. And I think that's an incredibly difficult realization for people, that when the choice was finally there, when we were being sorted, you know, when that sorting of people was going on, so many people went the wrong way. And there's an enormous reckoning that has to be lived up to and lived through and accepted. And unless and until that happens, people like me are going to keep on banging on and banging on and saying, no, we were there. It's all on record, what you did, what you said. And the extent to which COVID was simply used as a tool to open a door to bring in this technological revolution, which leads to a digital archipelago, we can see it. It's plain, it's evident and clear. And, you know, as long as it's incumbent upon enough of us just to, because it doesn't take everyone, it's incumbent that there'll just be enough of us that say, no, we remember exactly what happened, who said what, and the consequences that apply.
Everything that the people, all of the inducements to be law-abiding, peaceful citizens is being taken away for, and what do I get in return? Nothing. You're going to get a digital ID, you're going to get central bank digital currencies, you're going to live in 15-minute cities, you know, you're going to have your, we'll tell you what to eat, your currency will be programmable, so we'll have complete moment-to-moment in real-time control of everything you do, everything you want to do. Now, that's a heck of a gamble for a very narrow group of people to take, with billions of people, because there's nothing in it for the people. There's nothing in it for them. And I think they have fumbled the ball. I think that's where there's hope, because not 50%, not 51% of the people have realised that and would do anything about it, but history shows that it never requires. It only takes 5% or 10% of people to cotton on and do something about it and make the difference. And I think that in the final moves towards this kind of neo-feudalism, they have exposed themselves. They've gone galloping towards the finishing line too early, in the wrong way, and too many people have seen it.
Powerful Neil Oliver. I want him on the show. I want him on the show. We'll be right back. Stay with us. everybody knows, unless you've been hiding in a cave somewhere for 20 years, that fish oil does incredible things. But not all fish oil is created equal. Most fish oil has been pasteurized. It's been boiled. It's been heated up, and they smash the bones and guts of the fish, and it gets contaminants in it. We sell the highest grade fish oil there is, and it's pure fish oil, and it's not been pasteurized, and it is so good for your whole body, your cardiovascular system, your brain, energy, everything. Next level quality, ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com right now, and for a limited time, it is 40% off. Ultimate fish oil at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. I just want to encourage you at the same time. This is really good for you. So it's a 360 win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil. It's another world. It's another time. In the Age of Wonder.
Another time in the Age of Wonder.
Another world.
Another world.
Another time.
Another time. His land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, folks, I got a ton of news to hit this hour in 55 minutes. Chase Geyser takes over Sunday live, 6 to 8 p.m. Remember, every hour we're on air, every minute, every statement we make is in defiance of the CIA and the Justice Department that have hijacked our country with the deep state. They are so pissed we're still here. They are so angry that we've got their number, and they don't know what to do. All right. Every time... And I've been on there 30 years, so I've been covering this for more than 25. Every time the summer comes and you've got Mecca in the middle of the desert in Saudi Arabia, one of the five things a Muslim is supposed to do in their life is make the Hajj, H-A-J-J, I think is how you spell it, to Mecca and then march around the meteorite that came down out of the sky and supposedly hit there. They think it's a holy site. It's the most holy site of Muslims. So 1,300 have died in the last month, it's reported. And all over the news, they're saying global warming, record heat. They died because of the heat. It's a desert. They're not breaking their temperature records. They always die by the thousands every summer. And the Muslim population is double what it was 30 years ago, pushing 1.8 billion. And so you're going to have record dead people. Hey, if you're going to do the Hajj, why don't you go in their winter where it's 90 degrees? Why are you going to their summer when it's like Death Valley, 120? So, again, you see the headlines. Oh, global warming kills record people, Saudi Arabia. Oh, record heat. I saw this Death Valley. So I saw the Death Valley number, and I went and looked it up last week. 3 degrees under the record for this month. For June. They don't care. They lie. And they've caught the globalists, these professors, all the climate cult, all over the world, putting thermometers on blacktop at airports and other facilities where it's even hotter. Yeah. So if it's 100 degrees in Austin next week, hypothetically, and if I go stick a thermometer on the blacktop, it's going to say 120 because it's black. And it absorbs heat. So again, ladies and gentlemen, there are always some records getting broken, but the earth is not getting warmer. We have the numbers. It was getting warmer since the turn of the century. The turn of the century before last, 124 years ago. It peaked about 15 years ago, and now the temperature's gone down a little, but it's still hot. And that's part of the world. You know, like when you watch The Good, the Bad, the Ugly. It's fiction, but it's set in the Southwest desert. And Clint Eastwood is being marched through the desert. You know, that wasn't global warming. He's in the Chihuahua Desert in Mexico. Actually shot in Italy, but they're claiming it was that. So it's all a perception game they play. And there's so many other better examples. Guys, just type in polar bear global warming. And there's the famous photo of a polar bear up on top of a melting piece of ice. And it says, oh, my God, he can't swim. The North Pole melted. He's going to drown. It always melts, and half of it goes away in the summer. And then polar bears swim up to 200 miles hunting beluga whale, walrus, and seals. And then they sit on top ice. Type in polar bear global warming. It'll be the famous picture of a big piece of, you know, floating iceberg, and you've got the polar bear sitting up on top of it. There were 15,000 polar bears 50 years ago. Look it up. There's now 50,000 polar bears. Look it up. Their numbers have exploded because humans don't shoot them anymore. Used to, you got a camp or something, you see it, you shoot them. Study, NASA, mass gains of Arctic ice sheet greater than losses. Oh, isn't that funny? The North Pole's bigger. The South Pole's bigger. Yeah, they'll show some starving polar bear and say, look, he's dying. No, he's sick. So, in fact, I'm neurotic. I've got to find the photo right now. It's not the crew's fault. I'm just not given the right search term. But you've for decades, you've seen the image of a polar bear sitting on an iceberg, and they go, oh, he's going to die. He doesn't know what to do. There's no ice. But the point is, it's all a lie, ladies and gentlemen. You see, polar bear, global warming. I'm going to click images. Maybe they've removed them because it's so embarrassing. Yeah, here's kind of one of the standard ones, overhead shot plays. So this is what they show you. They show you a bear on a melting ice, and they say, look, he has nowhere to live. All a lie, ladies and gentlemen. Here's another one. Oh, look, it's all melting. Yeah, that's the famous photo. Great. Wow, I found it. That's the photo for decades we've been shown saying the Arctic is almost melted. The polar bear's going to drown. The polar bear is the greatest land animal swimmer there is. They've been recorded swimming over 350 miles. Usually, though, they only swim 100 miles at a time. And they swim around and they eat everything. So, again, there's so many other great examples of this, but oh, look, oh, the baby, it's dying. It's about to melt. It can't swim. No, they're hunting on the damn thing. And they don't find seals or walrus. They're so strong, a full-grown male can scoop a 3,000-pound beluga whale. There's video. Type in polar bear kills beluga whale, and a big male can reach him with one arm and stick those 3-inch claws in like he's catching a salmon. When grizzly bears, by the way, see a polar bear, they run. It's the most powerful land animal. Nothing, it's not five tigers, couldn't beat one. They're vicious as hell. Grizzly bears run in fear when they see them. It'll just stick its arm in and haul with one arm a multi-thousand pound whale up and eat it. Talk about a power lifter. But again, they're telling you they're all dying. There's 50-plus thousand of them now. There were less than 15,000. It's all lies, and I know you know that. But the bigger thing to expose is, I mean, since I'm on a jag, I need to do some videos on this. How many satellite compilations are there when we got good satellites starting in the 60s of showing Florida or Texas or England or Japan? And the sea level is exactly where it was then as it is now. It hasn't gone up. It hasn't gone down. It's all a lie. And Al Gore, remember he said, oh, by 2009, in 2000, they'll all be melted. We'll be underwater. But he bought land right on the beach. And so did Obama. And then by 2017, it'll all be melted. Yeah, here's a composite for your TV viewer. 36-year time lapse. Shocking NASA Google time-lapse footage shows the terrifying rate at which the sea levels are rising. And, of course, it's not rising at all. And I know as a general audience you know this. Your job is not to just have new information, which we do. It is to get the general public to understand what's happening. So why do I raise that? They're running headlines everywhere that record global climate change and global warming is killing people in Saudi Arabia. You're in a desert, and a million people a day are going into this thing with all their own personal heat, marching around all day long, waiting 15 hours to get up next to the black drape that's got the black stone, and they throw pebbles at it. Okay, great. You want to go do that, and you want to march around for 15 hours in 120-degree heat in the Saudi Arabian desert. Desert. You might as well, it's the same thing as going to Death Valley. Imagine if we had people in America just marching by the millions into Death Valley and marching around in circles and throwing pebbles at something. Great. If you want to do it, I'm not attacking the Muslims for doing it. I'm just saying, don't say it's global warming. They've always been dying doing this. So, world breaks 1,400 temperature records in a week as heat waves sweep the globe. We see these articles every year. And when you actually check the numbers, none of it's true. And it gets worse. Lawfare. They have all these fake lawsuits being teed up. And the state basically loses these on purpose. So the state of Hawaii just settled a case with teenagers that are concerned about their future, a bunch of Greta Thunbergs, that they're all going to be underwater and they're all going to be dead. And the state said, you're right, we'll do whatever it takes. I'll read you the article in the ruling. And Hawaii said, we're going to ban all ships and all planes coming here. Well, that sounds wonderful. The same politicians that can't control the national debt are going to control the thermostat. Hawaii Transport agrees to take any actions necessary to stop climate change as it settles lawsuit with teenagers. They're just inviting the lawfare. We need the Supreme Court to strike this down. Hawaii's Department of Transportation has reached a settlement with 13 teenagers who alleged it was violating the state constitution by operating a transportation system that harms the environment and infringes their right to pollution-free environment. They have a right. How many of these teenagers fly on airplanes or ride around on boats or cars? All of them. You know, the Extinction Rebellion and the No Oil people driving their cars to attack Stonehenge or throw paint on a famous painting or break in, you know, to an airport and spray paint airplanes. Under the settlement, the Hawaii DOT will adopt a plan to hit net zero emissions for ground, air, and marine transportation. Emission targets are set for 5-year intervals. The DOT has promised to take any action necessary to meet the emissions targets, including creating a volunteer youth council. Oh, total Maoist propaganda. The youth are telling what to do. To advise the department and the establishment of a special unit under the direction of the climate change mitigation and cultural manager. This is all Mao Zedong crap. Just like the average college student goes to college, their parents are paying for it, they get off the bus, we're the rebels, we're shutting it down, we love Mao, we love communism, we love, and the professor's like, oh, you're so powerful, don't destroy me. It's all done to make you feel powerful within the template of the totalitarianism. They're taking young, impressionable youth, firing them up, making them feel powerful for going along with this crap. All right, I'm done talking about that. But it is crazy. You go, well, who cares about Hawaii or California? Folks, if they can get away with it there, they can get away with it anywhere. Now, the good news is everywhere the globalists are running into obstacles. Everywhere people are saying no and waking up. And there's legislatures and governors and corporations not going along with it. And so their whole program is falling apart. But we've got to continue to push it over the top. as Neil Oliver said in that clip we played earlier, he's like, listen, as populists, as conservatives, as Christians, as constitutionalists, as normal people, we want to just move on to the next thing. We're not victims. We don't want to whine all day about something. Well, you better understand that if we don't expose the globalists, they're going to bring back a new lockdown, a new virus, new force shots. If you don't expose the climate change people, they never go away. You've got to hammer it and hammer it and hammer it and hammer it. I could sit here on this show and I could play you 50 crime videos we've got that are incredible, that are horrifying, but entertaining. If it bleeds, it leads. And I'd probably have more viewers if I just showed you all the black shooters this week that did mass shootings that the media covered up. And I'm not against black folks, but it's important to show whites aren't the main group doing it. The media is lying. Why are young black males doing this? It's interesting. It helps some, but it's not really what I'm covering because I'm getting into cutting off the power, opening the borders, starting World War III, pedophilia, attacking the family, the big globalist operations. Because as bad as it is in the last week that young black mass shooters have killed over 100 people, 100 people compared to thousands this week that died of fentanyl. See, I look at things like what's really killing people. For 3 years, they cut off the third world's operations. They cut off their energy. They killed 80 plus million people with starvation, the UN admits. Now they're flooding us with the survivors. Why don't we talk about the 80 plus million dead from starvation? Why don't we talk about the 35 million dead from the poison shots? New numbers came out a month ago. Like, why don't you talk about Palestine? Okay, they've killed 50,000 people. I think Israel's gotten out of hand and created Hamas, stood down. It's a staged event. That's wrong. Okay, 20,000 dead kids. I'm really concerned about them. Let's per capita talk about it. If we're talking about the 35 million dead people, millions of them kids, I should give that hours per show and what's happening in Israel, 10 seconds. But see, they want us covering what they want us to cover. Sorry for the 20,000 dead kids. Sorry for the 10,000 dead women. The issue is, why is it on every channel? Because they want me focused on that instead of the poison shots, the energy being cut off, the fertilizer being cut off, the food shortages worldwide, the UN bases with replacement migration to flood the West. They want us focused on that, and they want us focused on that alone. So you have to ask yourself, when you're being told to focus on something, why are they doing it? My job is easy. I look at whatever's killing the most people that we can stop, and I expose that first. And then I spend way more time per capita on the Palestinians and all the rest of it, just because I know that's what you're focused on. But again, ask yourself, why are you only focused on that? And I focus a lot on World War III, which we're basically already into, because it could kill 90% of us or more. I mean, I'm focused on, from my own research, my own intellectual understanding, my own geopolitical acumen, what is really important. And that's why the CIA tunes in and they're like, get this son of a bitch off air. Because if the other government leaders start listening, which they are, and if all the other big talk show hosts start listening, which they are, I don't just know they listen. I talk to people every day. You name them. Think of the top 20 populist talk show hosts in the world. Think about the leaders of movements in Europe. Think about them. I talk to them. And when I talk to them, I say, hey, I know you're smart, and I know you know all this. We're going to lose civilization if you don't stand up and if you don't fight back. This isn't about credit. It's not about who. And Elon Musk has come out and said just last week, sharing my stack, that there is an extinctionist death cult that wants to destroy humanity. And that the death cult must be stopped if they want to depopulate us. How big is that, that Elon Musk sounds just like Alex Jones? See, the issues we were covering in the wilderness a decade ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, were little niche things, but they weren't niche things. They were the big, central, real issues. I was right. And so if the public begins to care about this, If the public begins to understand this, if the public begins to see what the New World Order is doing, then they'll recognize each globalist attack, and then it's game over for them. Because there's thousands of flavors of political systems and ideologies and side issues, and, you know, I could talk about, and I love Jason Burmes, but he was on the show Friday, or was it Thursday? He did an hour on Conor McGregor, and is he raping women? He did an hour a few years ago, and I called him up, and I said, dude, I'm not covering up rape, but we're not a tabloid channel. You don't think I couldn't cover Conor McGregor, or I couldn't cover Hollywood and have a bunch of viewers? It does nothing. It does nothing. But people have their weird fetishes for the UFC and to kind of make a stir in the UFC. And I'm not mad at Jason. It's just that that's not my show. That's not what we're doing. We're trying to stop nuclear war and the next big virus and the open borders and the fentanyl and the mass pedophilia and the mass castration of children. Instead, we get 1 hour on Conor McGregor. What's wrong with you, Jason, that you're focused on Conor McGregor? I watched it this weekend, 45 minutes of it, about this woman and this woman and that. And I'm like, okay, on a scale of things, let's say he did. Let's say Conor McGregor raped 20 women. I don't know that. Whatever. It's all a big tabloid thing. Okay. He raped some women. All right. That's down there. That's an important point. We need to focus a lot of time on that. Okay. And the Israelis killed 50,000 people. Okay. And a bunch of them were kids. Okay. That's here. And then fentanyl killed 150,000 this year. And that's down here. And then we've got vaccines killed 35 million. That's up here. And then World War III killed everybody. That's way up here. And the economy and the dollar dying, that's way up here. And I'm just like, the thing is, I love the other talk show hosts we have, but I think at a certain point, I'm just going to do my own show. In fact, I'll announce it now. I love all the other hosts. I love them all. But what I don't want is I have to sit there and then worry about what they say and what they do instead of me. I want to cover stopping World War III. I want to cover five ballistic missiles blowing up beaches and killing Russians today. I think China announcing that they may invade Taiwan the next 3 months, I think that's a big deal. I think GMO in our food is a big deal. I think glyphosate in our food is a big deal. And I'm not attacking Jason. I love Jason Burmes. Known him for 18 years. The point is, I just can't get excited about Dancing with the Stars. I just can't get excited about what some UFC fighter does because it doesn't matter. I've been invited to the UFC. I've been invited to stand around. Everybody screams for me and everything. Maybe I should do it. But at a certain level, it's like not where I am, people. And I'm getting into philosophy here. We'll go to break and come back and cover it. You know what? We'll cover Conor McGregor on the rest of my show forever. It's all we're going to cover. And when the nuclear bombs are raining down, we'll talk about Conor McGregor. Did he pull a girl's pants down in a hotel room? Seriously. So we're told to focus on Conor McGregor and on Israel because the media tells us to. I'm saying, what are the big issues? What are the big things we face? That's what I'm trying to say. This is my show. This is what I want to cover. And I get it. All the other talk show hosts, they can go off somewhere else, host another show, and talk about the UFC till their eyes bleed.
Whether it's the World Economic Forum, whether it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, whether it's Open Philanthropy and Dustin Moskowitz, we know that all of these organizations thought that they could bamboozle all of us. They thought that by putting fact checkers on every post, we'd stop sharing posts. They thought by canceling people that we wouldn't actually listen to people's voices. But the bad news is for them, we continue to do it. So what are the simple things that you can do? The simple things you can do, like I said before, support the alternative platforms that are allowing these voices to be heard. Make sure that you actually have these conversations. Without the utility of this voice and this platform, we will lose the war. So our job is really simple. Share this, communicate this, support
the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsStore.com for products to keep strong and prepared. Donate and share the videos at band.video.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water. Not to mention all the other chemicals in food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of brain force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra, it's now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. See, you got me?
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Visit Infowars.com/show today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm not going to rant anymore about 87 million people starved to death in the 3 years of the lockdown. UN's own report, nobody talks about it. The UN begs for money to feed people they're starving with the lockdown. The virus didn't do it, the lockdown did it. Nobody cares, 87 million. If a big asteroid was coming towards the Earth and we knew it was going to hit us in 6 months, we're going to launch missiles, launch stuff to knock it off course, blow it up? No, let's just talk about Conor McGregor. And we're on the verge of nuclear war with Russia. Every mainline analyst agrees. So it's not some hypothetical asteroid. It's the real deal happening. I'm just saying, what are our priorities? They're going to try to steal the election to stop Trump, who will end the war overnight by cutting off U.S. funding in Ukraine. That is the big. And all I'm saying is we need priorities. Let me explain something. I can get up here, like I said, and show you fight videos and crime videos and sports videos and have an incredibly successful show. I can show you clips of bikini models, and believe me, I like it. Ask her around sometimes and do it. But all I'm saying is, can we get our heads screwed on straight and focus on the real issue? Because unlike a hypothetical giant asteroid that's about to hit the Earth and cause the extinction like with the dinosaurs, nuclear war is a real thing that is now not a possibility, but a probability. And I'm not going to sit here when I got four children. I love your kids as much as mine because they're going to live in the world with your kids. I'm not going to sit here. I mean, I could give you, you know what? I might actually do it as a test just to show you. I could come in here tomorrow and every 2 minutes play another incredible clip, give analysis. It'll be entertaining as hell. You'll be riveted to it. It'll be amazing. But I refuse to do it because it's a lie, folks. I refuse to spend more than 5% of our time on Palestine, and I'm sad for what's happening, and it's terrible. 50,000 dead. What about the 80-plus million dead from starvation with the COVID lockdown? What about, again, the hundreds of thousands of fentanyl deaths a year? What about all the transgender surgeries? What about all this real stuff going on and veterans sleeping on the street? Nobody wants to talk about all this stuff that's killing us and the out-of-control inflation. And I'm just saying, how do we set priorities here? Because I could do a tabloid show all day. I could become the Daily Mail. Not going to do it. And so, by extension, my broadcasts are not going to be that. So I'm not trying to make waves and impress some people on the UFC. And I know how these people's brains work. You know, that's what's so frustrating. I'm going to stop right now. And I'm obsessing on that one point. It's just, what does one lunatic, Conor McGregor, who's obviously completely out of his mind, on a complete power trip, what does that matter in the scheme of things? If he was sent to Mars tomorrow, does that stop World War III? No, it doesn't. That's my point. Like, we're in a lot of trouble, folks. The big banks are going under. Regional banks are going under. The dollar's being dumped. I mean, I know what it means if we lose the dollar, which is a horrible globalist system, but we lose it, we're effed. And I'm just, our politicians aren't serious. The public's not serious. We're not serious. Let me tell you who is serious, though. Look at these articles. We'll put the hero on screen. I should be talking about this guy every day. Because this is who he should be like. And they're trying to put him in prison for 10 years because of what he's done, because they want to intimidate other people so they can commit these crimes in secret. Doctor could face up to 10 years in prison for exposing transgender child mutilation at Texas hospital. So he finds out they're secretly, illegally cutting little boys' genitals off. He didn't put out their names. He didn't violate their HIPAA. He just went public and said, we're doing this here at this hospital for big money. Remember the different heads of universities saying we're going to make billions a year, cutting little boys' penises off. That's a real issue, folks. That's something they're setting up and rolling out against all of us right now, our sons, our daughters, our future. We got tens of thousands of kids. They want it to be hundreds of thousands and millions a year. Millions a year. They want to have their genitals cut off. Can I get a little interest in that? A few years ago, Texas Children's Hospital made no secret of its support for transgender medicine. Its doctors proudly administered puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and other medical interventions to children who self-identified as trans, which gives them cancer, medical problems, stunts their growth. Mental problems, massive suicide. Then the tone shifted. In the face of public pressure, the CEO, Mark Wallace, announced that he was shutting down the child gender clinic. But doctors of the hospital, including Richard Roberts, David Paul, and Christy Raylan, never stopped. The public would not have known if not for the courageous surgeon, Ethan Haim. But let's not talk about Ethan Haim. Let's talk about the latest crime video or Conor McGregor. Let's just stop here and talk about Conor McGregor. The public would not have known if not for courageous surgeon Ethan Hame, who felt morally obligated to expose the subterfuge. He contacted me about the hospital and how they lied about terminating the transgender medicine program, and the doctors were, in fact, continuing to perform sex change operations on children as young as 11. And I've read the documents for the promoting as young as 7. The story rocketed across the world. The hospital immediately went on the defensive. Within a week, Texas legislatures passed a bill confirming that transgender medical procedures for minors were illegal. But the story also attracted attention from another powerful source, federal prosecutors. The Department of Justice has not shied away from targeting political opponents of the Biden administration. Former President Trump, conservative school board protesters, persons parading outside of abortion clinics, and now doctors who dissent from transgender ideology are being arrested. This is the big story, folks. On the morning of June 2023, we're only learning about now, that Hame was to graduate from the Texas Children's Hospital residency program, federal agents knocked on his door. They had identified him as a potential leaker, presumably through forensic examination of the hospital's computer system. Shortly thereafter, Assistant U.S. Attorney Tina Ansari began threatening Hame with prosecution. And now they're moving to prosecuting. He didn't put out kids' names. He said it's supposedly illegal. They're cutting little boys' penises off in here. Now, Ansari has made good on those threats. Earlier this week, U.S. Marshals appeared at Hame's home and summoned him to court to face an indictment on 4 felony counts of violating HIPAA for just saying they're illegally cutting kids' genitals off. His initial appearance is for next Monday, where he will learn more about the charges against him. That's tomorrow. According to one of Hame's attorneys, Marcel Burke, he is anxious to get to trial to get his side of the story told. She is confident this will result in the correct decision being made. All he did was say they're still doing it. Here's another one. Surgeon spoke against gender-affirming care. He faces federal charges. A surgeon out of the Texas hospital for treating trans kids. Now he faces federal charges. Here's a picture of the hero. DOJ targets whistleblower over secret child gender prosecutions. But what's the real story about Conor McGregor and where there's smoke, there's fire, reportedly roughing up women and doing all this stuff? Yeah, he's powerful, so he's protected. Well, what about these big hospitals at industrial scale doing this to children at 100,000 times, a million times what Conor McGregor is alleged to do? Why are we talking about him? Why are we talking all day about Palestine and 50,000 dead? I don't support what Israel's doing. I know Israel stood down. I know Israel created Hamas. I know it's an excuse to keep Netanyahu in power. I've said all that. At the same time, why am I supposed to spend every hour, every minute, every day talking about it when it's 20,000 dead kids? Not the millions killed a year here by abortion. See, they choose what you're supposed to focus on, and I will not be part of the system directing me to cover what they want, when they want, how they want. This man is a hero. And I want his lawyers on. I want to support him, Ethan Hame. I want to get behind him because it's illegal and they're still doing it. He exposed a crime. He's protected. He didn't say the names of the children. He didn't release their medical files, which he could have under the law, because under whistleblowing, if something's illegal and they're doing something to a kid, you release it. If the government won't do anything, that's what whistleblowing is. 87 million dead from starvation, the UN admits, under 3 years of lockdown. It's a footnote. And they beg for money and get contributions when their policies did it. 87 million dead from starvation from the COVID lockdown, not COVID. 35 million dead from the poison shots. Now you're going to tell me about 50,000 dead in Palestine? Okay, great. Let's, before you put on your judgment hat, great. I'm going to cover Palestine 24/7. I'll never talk about anything else again. Not the glyphosate, not the GMO, not, no, I'm not going to do that. I challenge all of you that sit there and chase the stories the corporate media tells you to cover to start covering the real issues. That's why they want us off air, because we don't follow the narrative of what everybody else is covering. Sometimes if it's important, we do, to give what's really happening and to bring on guests and analysis. But most of the time, we're covering things they don't want us to talk about. In fact, let's play this clip again. This is Neil Oliver, really smart Scottish TV host, explaining about COVID. We can't forget this. They're going to come back with new lockdowns and new poison shots. We have to focus on this because in their own documents, in the Rockefeller and CIA documents, like lockstep, their total world government takeover plan is going to use a virus and a cyber crash, which you know is coming. Yeah, how's it going to work if you're talking about Conor McGregor all day, but you don't expose the cyber attack when the lights go off? That's all I'm saying is, on a scale of Conor McGregor raping women, purportedly, versus 87 million dead from starvation and 35 million dead from the shots, I'm a proportionate person. I'm proportionate. Like if I woke up at 3 a.m. and smelled smoke and looked out my window and saw the neighborhood on fire, and then I ran to the front door to my phone to call the fire department and I bumped my knee and cut my knee on the stairs, I'm not going to call the ambulance and say I cut my knee and call my mommy and say I cut my knee. I'm going to ignore my bleeding knee and I'm going to go see if I can help my neighbors. I'm saying it's proportionate. And I don't get why people don't get proportion, but I get it. We're all raised on TV, all raised on culture, flooded news, flooded entertainment. People just take it all the same. You see some horror movie with a demon sucking somebody's blood out, and you go watch another movie with a bunch of porn, and you see something else, and people just can't differentiate. Well, let me tell you something. I can differentiate, and that's maybe my curse, because I sit and look at the world, and I go, what's the most dangerous thing? What's the highest death count? What's really hurting people? Because we're all in this together, and I get obsessed about what's really going on, not the BS. So I'm not trying to hurt people I'm criticizing here. I'm just saying, grow up. The system doesn't come after you. When you talk about Conor McGregor pulling some girl's panties down in a bathroom stall, what is she doing in there with him? I'm not defending that. The point is that we've got 35 million dead from shots. We got World War III. We got 87 million starved to death. I don't want to hear about Conor McGregor. Damn it. When that son of a bitch is like Fauci or Bill Gates killing tens of millions of people, I'll be on his ass every day. And if the Russians put troops on our border and we're starting World War III, I'd be up Putin's ass. He isn't doing it. NATO is. I'm a person that looks at proportion. Proportion. If you catch your 16-year-old drinking a beer, you're not that worried. You catch him drinking a bottle of vodka every day, you get worried. It's proportion. And we're way out of whack on proportion, folks. We're in crazy town right now. And so I don't know what I got to do to get everybody that listens to get focused on World War III and new lockdowns and new poison shots and open borders and devalued currencies and open Satanism and mass abortion and GMO and 5G. That's what I want people to focus on. And holy hell, I don't think it's a hard sell to get you to listen to me. You really need me to tell you World War III is more important than Conor McGregor? And sluts in hotel rooms? Do you really need me? And I'm not saying it's okay what happened. I'm just saying it ain't in World War III, Jack. I don't care about a bunch of party animals and a bunch of idiots. That's not what I'm running around doing. I'm trying to stop World War III and total surveillance and robot takeover and world government. And we're beating the New World Order with 10% of our power. If people got focused on this and went to their churches and synagogues and mosques and demanded this be covered, we'd win overnight. But people aren't serious because they still want to cover Hollywood and all this crap. Here's the clip I was talking about. Here it is.
And so there is a big appetite out there to forget and move on. But I think it's absolutely beholden on people like us to say, no, there's a stage we've got to go through. And it's owning up, taking responsibility, accepting responsibility, and acknowledging what was done. I mean, many people, you know, like Jordan Petersons and many other people out there have said that in the West, we all grew up in the second half of the 20th century or whatever, believing when we watched the movies that we would have joined the French resistance, that we would have sheltered our neighbors, that we would have been the heroes. You know, that was the way everyone was invited to think. That was the vicarious thrill of those maverick characters that were invited to worship on celluloid. But the COVID experience showed so many people that actually, when the single choice of their generation came down the line at them, they were Gestapo. they were ready to don the uniform and kick the doors in. And I think that's an incredibly difficult realization for people. That when the choice was finally there, when we were being sorted, you know, when that sorting of people was going on, so many people went the wrong way. And there's an enormous reckoning that has to be lived up to and lived through and accepted. And unless and until that happens, people like me are going to keep on banging on and banging on and saying, no, we were there. It's all on record, what you did, what you said. And the extent to which COVID was simply used as a tool to open a door to bring in this technological revolution, which leads to a digital archipelago, we can see it. It's plain. It's evident and clear. And you know, as long as it's incumbent upon enough of us, just to, because it doesn't take everyone, it's incumbent that there just be enough of us that say no. We remember exactly what happened, who said what, and the consequences that need to apply.
That's right. George Orwell in 1984 says, freedom is being able to remember the past and not being brainwashed. And so our world's on fire. Everything is collapsing around us. And if we sit there and we cover tabloid crap, we're going to lose. And so I'm done talking about that. It's just, they hate this broadcast because we spotlight the real issues, the real attacks against the general public, against you. They want you talking about some other little person over here, little person over there all day long instead of the world government, mark of the beast, cashless society, social credit score, vaccine passport, total world government, and we're beating it in Australia and beating it in Europe, but just barely. We're just barely winning. We're fighting for everything we've got. We're barely still on air ourselves here. And people are like, oh, that's just one more thing on the air. No, it's not just one more thing. I'm going to say this. The system thinks taking a farm away from me that I never had time to go to, just, you know, some acres, means something to me. It does. It actually means I feel good that I'm being stripped away, that I'm down to the bare nuts, that I don't care about these things. It makes me so alive and so much more passionate. And I want everybody else to have the real urgency that this is. Because we're in an urgent situation. This isn't a game, people. What we cover here is not BS. It's not one other little political idea or some guy up there talking about stuff. I got their number. I got their name. I know who they are. I know how to beat them. And so do you. So that's where I'm at. Chase Geyser's taking over Sunday Night Live here in a few minutes. I do the best job I can. And I'm just going to say it again. Proportionality. What are the big things happening? The attack on energy, cutting off the food supply, the infrastructure. Water is energy. Fertilizer is energy. Gas is energy. Oil is energy. They're cutting it all off. I mean, it's And just the cuts they've done are going to devastate things so bad that it is just what they've done so far, and Trump will flip it right back on. But he'll have his own problem because it's hard to turn this around. I mean, I'm a man, folks. I'm tough, okay? I mean, I can take stuff. I'm geared for it. And I am so freaked out, fundamentally pissed about this, that I just can't play games anymore. I can't dance around anymore. So I told you months ago, and you've seen it, the new Alex Jones is here. Because I used to be a nice guy. No more necessarily nice guy. And that doesn't mean with the New World Order. It means with anybody around me. I want people to get their heads screwed on straight and deal with what we're dealing with, because we are barely winning right now. We're barely winning. We are winning, people. Most folks have to be defeated in their lifetime. They do the right thing, and it changes things down the road. But things are accelerated now. They're amplified right now. They're compressed right now. And every day is like 10 years in the past. Things are so critical right now. I want to thank all of you for your support. I want to literally tell you, I appreciate you and your support, your prayers, your word of mouth, your financial support. I literally want to defeat these people. I it's who I am. Like, I'm a dog born and bred and trained to fight these people. It's what I am. It's not like I chose this. I can't stop, because I love you. I love myself. And I understand what happens to you happens to me. So go now and support our sponsor today and get great products at the same time. It's such an easy decision to make, but you have to make it. Go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get 10-hour clean energy turbo force. About to sell out despite that 43% off. Get the nano silver products. Get next level foundational energy. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one. Get rocket rest, the incredible sleep aid. Get top brain, the incredible nootropic. Get the nano silver wound gel and immune gargle and toothpaste, super blue, and all of it at drjonesnaturals.com. And the green fiber caps, go there, make the decision, buy the products. I want to thank all of you that did and encourage those that have it to take action now at drjonesnaturals.com. And go to infowarstore.com. It'll take an hour to explain all this, and they don't want me to give away strategy and stuff, but we've gone from an 80% chance shutting down 2 weeks ago to a 60% chance we stay on air, and we're hard to kill thanks to you and thanks to God, not me. So it's important to go to InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off all the best-selling products right now. X2, back in stock, InfoWarsStore.com. So very exciting time to be alive. Very thankful to the crew. Very thankful to all the hosts, everybody else. And when I start bitching about stuff, we're all public figures here on air. I'm just being honest with people about, can we get our head screwed on straight? It's that simple. DrJonesNaturals.com. DR Jones Naturals, just the letters drjonesnaturals.com or infowarsstore.com. Infowarsstore.com, you can call 24 hours a day and order as well. 888-253-3139. I'm done. I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing, 11 a.m. Central. We're going to go to break for 2 minutes, and Chase Geyser's coming in. Please stay with us.
One of the things I learned that shocked me was that the government was putting fluoride in our water, not to mention all the other chemicals and food and water that cause health problems and thyroid issues. And I figured, what is the solution? Nascent iodine kept coming up in research. We decided here at InfoWars to bring you the purest form of nascent iodine. Survival Shield X3 can help support your thyroid and help with a healthy metabolism. Survival Shield X3, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
Ultimate Fish Oil is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And we know that fish oil has been one of the most popular, if not the most popular, supplements for decades in the United States. Many people consume fish oil that they get at the grocery store, that they get at the pharmacy. But Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com is a superior product. And there are so many different reasons why you should be getting this product from InfoWarsStore.com instead of the generic brands or the name brands at your pharmacy or the grocery store. Okay, so the first reason why you want to check out Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com is because there are studies that show that fish oil can help with things like lowering your blood pressure. It can also help with things like brain development. Studies have been backing that up for years. And finally, things like inflammation can also be reduced for those who consume fish oil. Now, Ultimate Fish Oil is not just your generic type of fish oil, but it is brought to you by InfoWars, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. So this targeted release fish oil not only helps your heart heart, helps your brain, helps with inflammation, but it keeps InfoWars on the air. Now, we know we are at a really fishy time in the history of the United States of America. And if you want to make a difference in your own life and your own health while simultaneously making a positive impact and difference in the world, then going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting Ultimate Fish Oil is a great way to fight the machine while fighting for your health. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil now. Take the leap, grab the Ultimate Fish Oil, and let's show the world what you're truly capable of. The question isn't who's going to let you, it's who's going to stop you. Visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Ultimate Fish Oil.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones